T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I resemble those remarks. Here we go, getting underway with hour number 2 with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, and my email remains very simply, as always, bob@1063word.com. Here's the headline on the story by Kaylin McBreen. Hundreds of illegals from Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas, 350 more on the way. Hundreds of illegal aliens from the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa, which is currently experiencing a massive Ebola virus outbreak, have been dropped off in San Antonio, Texas. Hundreds more will arrive in the near future. A local news reporter looking for French-speaking volunteers to communicate with the individuals put out a request on Twitter. City confirms hundreds of migrants from the Congo have arrived in SA, San Antonio. The city is in desperate need for French-speaking volunteers. That was a tweet from Jalisa Irizarry of KENS-TV5, San Antonio, on Thursday. In a local news report, interim assistant city manager Dr. Colleen Bridger said, we didn't get a heads up about this. Bridger said the illegals started to arrive in town last Tuesday and that CBP confirmed another 200 to 300 from the Congo and Angola will be coming to San Antonio. A group of about 350 migrants from the Congo will be arriving in San Antonio in the near future, read a notice from the San Antonio Department of Human Services. After being placed in San Antonio, the illegal immigrants are bused to a destination of their choice by local charities who spend roughly $14,000 a week on bus tickets. This is big business going on here. Last weekend, a group of more than 100 illegals from Angola, Cameroon, and Congo were filmed wading through the Rio Grande River and entering the U.S. In a statement, the Border Patrol said agents have encountered 182 large groups, that is 100 individuals or more, across the southwest border this fiscal year. 182 groups of 100 or more. That's a minimum of 18,200 people, right? This is the first large group apprehended in Del Rio sector this fiscal year and the first large group apprehended on the southwest border this fiscal year, consisting entirely of African nationals. Today, the World Health Organization said 1 in 4 Ebola infections in Congo are going undetected, and that the country is experiencing the second worst Ebola epidemic on record. God help us, I would hate to see the first. How bad that one may have been. In on the text line, Bobby, here's some more intel. Not only is Congo infected with Ebola, but there's an outbreak of bubonic plague in Madagascar. And can Los Angeles be far behind? You know? With all the vermin infestation, the rat problems they have, They get everything but bubonic plague in L.A., and that's probably on the way next. Bobby, I've never heard the term phone spam before. It sounds like slang for earwax that accumulates on the part you put next to your ear. Bobby, the Congo has been afflicted with Ebola for the last couple of years. Whoever allowed these infected people entry should be in prison. Well, and that's the question. We don't know if they are infected with Ebola or not. We have no way of knowing. Nobody's testing these people. And if you're saying to yourself, well, wait a minute, this ought to be against the law. No, it is the law because one federal district court judge has ruled these people cannot be held for more than 21 days. So they come into the country, they claim asylum. We hold them for 21 days, and then we turn them loose. And then these various bleeding heart groups pay to transport them, or we do, one or the other, to whatever distant destination they have in mind. It's truly incredible what Democrat policies are doing to this country. Anything else on the text line that I need to catch up with? Bobby, Brett Favre and Pudge Rodriguez played in the BMW this year. Well, that's two. Where do we go from there? Bobby, even Jay Peterman doesn't play anymore in the tournament. Bobby, Joe Biden today stated that Trump said this country was built by Wall Street and the billionaires. And he said this to a middle-class audience. That's a lot of nerve. Bobby, are you referring to the economy Obama and Biden set up for the Trump administration? The general rule of thumb while listening to leftist lies, the opposite is the truth. And Biden just, he is rapidly becoming the king of the flip-floppers. Remember back on May the 2nd, campaigning? Where was he campaigning? In Iowa. May 2nd. Iowa City, Iowa. Here is Sleepy Joe on the campaign trail.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean, in the west. They can't figure out how they're going to deal with the corruption that exists within the system. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
Uh-huh. That was May the 2nd. June 11, former Vice President Joe Biden today plans on reversing his earlier stance on China, acknowledging during remarks in Iowa he's worried about the communist nation's economic and military rise. Biden telling Iowans, we are in a competition with China. We need to get tough. So on May the 2nd, it's, come on, man. We don't have to worry about the Chinese. They can't even worry about the divide between the ocean and the mountains on the east. I mean, the mountains on the west. Well, one of those compass points. And now today, we need to get tough with China. Somewhat of a change in tone for the former Veep and former chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who, by the way, took his son Hunter with him on one of those trips to China, and Hunter came back with a private deal of his own that benefited him to the tune of $1.5 million. Wow. Anybody that would realistically, seriously think about casting a vote for this twit needs to have their head examined. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you here. 420 on the Bobby Mac Show as we go to the phones this afternoon. Let's head to Campobello and bring in Lou here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hey, Lou, how's your Tuesday going?
My Tuesday's going great, Bobby. I hope yours is as well.
Yes, sir. So far, so good.
You know, you have to take into context what the Democrats want. If you're thinking that the Democrats want what's best for the United States of America, then it's very, very hard to understand what the Democrats are doing. But if you understand the Democrats only want what's good for the Democratic Party, they want the Democratic Party to be in control, and they hate Trump. And no matter what they have to do, whether it's crashing the economy, whether it's unemployment being at an all-time high, whether it's the stock market crashing, anything, that's all viable to get what they want. Those people do not care about the American people. They've proved it. They've let them down time and time again. They've implemented, and I'm not making light of slavery in the 1800s, but they've implemented new slavery to keep people down. And I'll tell you something. All they want is to defeat Trump and gain power. If it means destroying the country to do it, so be it. They're just not blatant enough to put it as their campaign slogan.
Yeah, they are similar. They call themselves, of course, as Bernie has labeled himself, a democratic socialist, which is an oxymoron on its face. But they resemble communism in that all of the members believe in this ideological purity. And if you do not, if you deviate from the purity of the tribe, then you must be drummed out of it. And of course, those of us who believe in traditional American values. And it's funny that Biden stands up there and talks about, you know, our values in Iowa. Biden wouldn't recognize the values of the average American if they bit him in the butt.
Well, you have the state of California that is now going to take lower paid or lower income, illegal aliens, undocumented workers, future Democratic voters, whatever you want to call them. And he wants to give them health care. There are working poor in this country that have paid taxes at the rate that the law says for probably 20 or 30 years,
yep,
that can't afford decent medical insurance, that struggle constantly, and we're going to give it for illegal aliens. That's why you're going to see a flood of people, including, I would say, center-of-the-road Democrats or blue dog Democrats,
yep,
leaving the state of California. And the state of California doesn't realize the least amount of people, the more you have to charge everybody until California one day implodes.
And Google pictures of Los Angeles. Google, or use a different search engine, I would recommend, something like DuckDuckGo so you don't get tracked. Bring up on a search engine the feces map of San Francisco or the tent cities in Seattle, and you will see the results of Democrat policies in action. In L.A. right now, typhus all over the place. My God, Los Angeles is becoming like worse than a third world country thanks to decades and generations of nothing but Democrat policies. The last time California voted for a Republican for president, I think I heard Limbaugh mention today, was 1984, and that would have been Reynaldus Magnus, who, of course, was from California, having been a former governor there. So you want to see the results of Democrat policies and actions, take a look at the left coast.
And I'm not sure if it's still as viable as it was previously, but didn't Northern California wanted to split from Southern California, and I think they wanted to split California into three different states.
They did, yeah.
The people that are taking from the working people of California are never going to permit that to happen because they want to remain on the free ride. But California itself wanted to split because the people there, even the Democrats there, and again, I'll call them the blue dogs that realize you can only give somebody something free until the money runs out and the debt no longer is sustainable. They want to split. But again, when the takers vote, it's pretty much never going to go the way of the producers.
Yeah, which is exactly why, of course, the left is also now pushing to go to a direct election of the president by the popular vote and do away with the Electoral College. You're right. They did have, I think it was going to be a ballot initiative, but you do have a wide variance in California. You've got SoCal, which, of course, is L.A. and San Diego, and they are overwhelmed with illegals there. In fact, if you look at the numbers of people who have thrown up their hands and departed California, including a good friend of mine from North Carolina originally, the only reason that California doesn't have a huge net loss in population is because of all the illegals they let in. So you've got SoCal, you've got Northern California, where they've got homeless encamped all over the place, where the average home price is $1.2 million, where people are living on boats because they can't afford to buy a house. And then you've got the Inland Empire, Sacramento, Bakersfield, the inland parts of California that still, you know, produce some of the world's greatest vegetables and still have working class people there. And they've got no chance against the overwhelming votes of the illegals and everybody else that dominate SoCal and Northern California.
Bobby, my last point, when you have people voting that don't pay taxes, what do they care if they're voting on a proposition that raises taxes 25%?
Sure.
It's not going to affect them.
Right.
They're not going to pay it. They think it's a great idea because they're going to get more for it. It's an unsustainable model, and we're seeing with the defecation on the cities, with the excrement all over the place, it's not a sustainable model. And when it finally implodes, it's going to be blamed on the Republicans that didn't get behind it to support it.
Well, you know, having had nothing but Democrats controlling their legislature with super majorities for years, it's going to be very hard for the Democrats to make a case that anybody but themselves is responsible for the position they find themselves in today.
You're right. As usual.
I appreciate the call, Lou. It's good to have you here. Thanks. Take care. In on the text line, Bobby, Dr. Drew Pinsky said he couldn't call to Los Angeles third world because the third world wasn't that stupid. Well, and that is the point that I'm making. It is these Democrat politicians' policies that have created this environment. Bobby, we don't want those people from California and New York if they're going to come here and vote for Democrat candidates. Bobby, I hear the House is planning hearing on Trump's improper interactions with women, and they plan on calling Bill Clinton to testify. Yeah, that would be right in line with that 70s show they had yesterday with John Dean. You remember John Dean, former counsel to the president? Pled guilty to 45 counts of obstruction of justice. You know, if they wanted an expert on obstruction of justice, they certainly got one with John Dean testifying there yesterday. Yeah. You know, take a break for the news here at the bottom of the hour. There have been a couple of this is a time of year, of course, June, when the Supreme Court hands down rulings and also announces what cases they are going to reject and just let a lower court ruling stand. And there have been some pretty good things that have happened there in the last couple of days that you may not have heard about because the media doesn't like them. But I'll share them with you when we come right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hoo-ah! Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I mentioned some pretty good news from the Supreme Court in a couple of actions that they have taken in recent days. Here is the first one. This occurred yesterday. The Supreme Court on Monday rejected a pair of cases challenging a federal law requiring the registration of gun silencers, what you and I would refer to as suppressors. It's been a big issue for Congressman Jeff Duncan for a while. The justices, in an unsigned order, said they would not take up the cases of two men who challenged the National Firearms Act of 1934 after they were convicted for failing to register their gun silencers. The two Kansas men, Shane Cox and Jeremy Kettler, had separately appealed their convictions to the justices and asked the court to consider if the gun silencers are protected under the Second Amendment. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals had upheld both their convictions last year, and the justices' order leaves them in place. Monday's order also means the High Court is skipping out on a chance to rule on the scope of gun laws and protections, which is not all that good. The federal law being challenged also requires the registration of some firearms. A story from Caleb Park at Fox News, show me the motto. The Supreme Court rejected an atheist case Monday to remove In God We Trust, the national motto, from all coins and currency from the Department of Treasury. Michael Newdow, the same activist attorney who tried to remove Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, lost his case, arguing Congress's mandate to inscribe In God We Trust on currency was a government endorsement of religion and a violation of the First Amendment. Newdow argued in his petition to the court that because his clients are all atheist individuals or atheist groups, the government violated their sincere religious belief that there is no God and turned them into political outsiders by placing the phrase In God We Trust on their money. The justices rejected his petition without comment. The phrase was first put on an American coin in 1864 due to increased religious sentiment. It was added to both coins and paper bills in 1955. Newdow also tried to silence prayer and any religious references at the inaugurations of President George W. Bush and Barack Hussein Obama. And he lost on those, too. You think the guy would get tired of losing, but apparently not. Meantime, the Democrats were voting earlier. Have they completed the vote, do you know, on the House floor, Moneypenny? The Democrats in the House were voting on their petition, their legislation, to hold the Attorney General William Barr in contempt, which would be the first time in history that an American attorney general was ever held in contempt of Congress because he was upholding the law. The law is on Bill Barr's side on this case. But, you know, since when has that mattered to Pelosi and her ilk? Pelosi and the nattering Nabob Nadler and Adam Schiffless and the rest of them upset that not getting the result they wanted from the Mueller report, want now to have access to every little nook and cranny in the report to be able to peruse that with a microscope and see if they can't find Donald Trump guilty of something. Unaware of the fact, I guess, that in the comprehensive notes that went into comprising the Mueller report, our grand jury testimonies, which must remain secret, the Democrats wanted to see those as well. And the attorney general said, nope, sorry. Grand jury testimony is a secret. Can't show you that. And so now they were voting. Let me see if that vote is complete, right? I quickly go to Fox News and see if they have anything up on that. No, don't see anything on it yet. But I know they were voting a while earlier. And as you might expect, it was all right along party lines. Meantime, here is our AOC update for today. Here we go.
And now, another Alexandria Occasional Cortex breaking news update.
Yeah, buddy. She came to Congress, January, right? So she's been there not quite 6 months and already wants more money. Yeah. Yeah. I remember she complained back in, I guess it was October, before she was actually, I think she said she was going to be inaugurated. Yeah. Before she was sworn in as a new House member. Poor baby, she didn't have enough money to be able to rent an apartment in Washington. Well, apparently she's found some pretty good source for funding because she now has a very tony apartment in a new gentrified Navy Yard district of Washington. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez showed frustration with congressional Democrats after they pulled a bill to pay raises, calling the effort superficial. Yep, voting against cost of living increases for members of Congress may sound nice, but doing so only increases pressure on them to keep dark money loopholes open. This from a woman who, by the way, was brought up from the Federal Election Commission for a few dark loopholes herself with her own campaign funds. This makes campaign finance reform harder. All workers deserve cost of living increases, including minimum wage workers. The New York Democrat said in a tweet storm today in response to congressional Democrats tabling a pay raise for members. Matt Stoller responding on Twitter, "This is just so stupid. You get what you pay for, and if you cut the pay of public servants for a decade, you get bribery and corruption." Mm-hmm. As if we're not going to get bribery and corruption, certainly with the Democrats and with both parties, as far as that concern goes, they all managed to eventually find their way to K Street and become a lobbyist, blah, blah, blah. AOC tweeting, "What this does is punish members who rely on a straight salary of $174,000 a year. That's a straight salary. And reward those who rely on money loopholes and other forms of self-dealing. It's not fun or a politically popular position to take, but consistency is important. All workers should get cost of living increases. That's why minimum wage should be pegged to inflation as well. Voting against cost of living increases is one reason why dark money loopholes stay open." She defended the pay raise suggestion from other members, saying the pay increase was not really a pay raise. She said it was essentially a cost of living increase. You may remember she has come under scrutiny for her decision to live in a luxury apartment in the Navy Yard section of D.C. after criticizing luxury apartment developers. She responded in June saying that luxury living should be basic rights for everyone. Sounds like an old Steely Dan song, you know? Yeah, there'll be spandex jackets for everyone. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back here on Tuesday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:51 now, 5:09 here on the Bobby Mac Show. As we go back to the phones, let's head to the land of the big peach. That would be Gaffney. Bring in Robert, who is talking to somebody else in the background, I think, right now. Hey, Robert, are you there?
I got to get this phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, Robert. Good. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, I'm just hearing about Cortez fussing about her money.
Yeah.
You know about what she needs, don't you?
What's that?
She needs a big pay cut and sent out of there. What she needs. She ain't got enough sense to do anything.
A salary of zero would be about right, I would think.
Ain't it the truth? I tell you what, I wish I could get a letter to her or talk to her. I'd tell her to try to live on what people's Social Security draw.
No kidding.
And see how she could make it.
Yeah.
I mean, if she can't make it on $174,000, I mean, you know, it's unreal, by the way, how many stupid people are in Washington. Trump has exposed so many dumb ass people. I'm sorry.
Well,
dumb people. I really can't believe how our government functions.
I know. You know, I mentioned earlier Biden talking about how Donald Trump was so terrible for America and bad for the economy, while, of course, the unemployment numbers are the lowest that they've been in a generation. I pose the question, in all the years, that 50-some years, I guess, that Donald Trump was in business, how many tens, if not hundreds of thousands of jobs do you imagine that he created with his companies? And how many jobs do you think Joe Biden created in the same period of time in the U.S. Senate?
Yeah. You joke. You're really joking, right?
Yes. Yes.
he created... What was it? Where did his son get all that money from?
He got a bunch from China, and he also got a bunch from where was it? Somewhere in Middle Europe. I've forgotten offhand right now, but yeah, he has certainly taken advantage of his dad's position as vice president.
Ain't it the truth? You know, Bob, I have never in my life seen a man that I admire more than Donald Trump, right? I tell you the honest truth, I haven't. He has put up with more. He didn't need to do this, doing it for nothing.
Yep.
And them idiots up there don't want to work with him, because I'm going to tell you why. He makes them look sick every time they say something, and he comes back at them. He hits them twice as hard as they hit him. And they can't come back with anything.
Yeah, he's one heck of a counterpuncher.
I tell you what, I admire him so much, and I think I'm falling in love with him and his family.
you got a bromance going, Robert?
I believe I can get one going.
Well,
but
look,
if they would work with him, he could make his country the greatest again, the greatest country in the world. He'd be the best president I ever seen.
I'm
an old man.
You know, it's pretty amazing what he's been able to accomplish with all the headwinds that he's faced, with all the attacks. You know, yesterday I had a call from Anthony, and we got into a heated conversation, and I was yelling at Anthony about what an idiot he was. And some sensitive individual sent me a text message and said, you know, it's upsetting to hear the level of venom with which you attacked Donald Trump. And I thought, well, how about the level of venom that President Trump is attacked with by the left every day of the week?
Every day.
They never quit.
Anthony Bongs with Cortez or whatever her name is.
AOC, yeah.
Well, I'd make a pair right there.
I appreciate the call, Robert. How is the Big Peach these days? They got it repainted a couple of years ago, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they do. It's just all right if they quit raising. Every time they do something, though, Bob, they want to raise the taxes.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that McMaster, he looked like an idiot the other day in a paper, you know, had his two thumbs up smiling like I don't know what.
Right.
Sent our money to North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I can't get no answer from nobody there what good it's doing from going to do South Carolina.
Well,
our roads are... ain't worth driving on.
I can tell you one thing it's going to do, Robert. It's going to make sure that the governor, Henry McTaxter, has a nice seat in the owner's box at Panthers games next year. That's about all that we'll see out of it, I suspect.
Hey, that's it, Bob.
Yeah.
For, And I heard they're going to throw about another $40 million down that way. I don't know.
Yeah, so they can build a road to the new practice facility. Yeah, that's a dire necessity for the taxpayers of South Carolina. Meantime, we got potholes so deep they got Chinese voices coming out of them. Robert, I appreciate the call. Thank you for checking in from Gaffney today. Got to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. Right back on the other side with the 5 o'clock Follies here on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.